Home Instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
The term dementia is used to describe a set of symptoms that may include memory loss or difficulties with thinking, and is caused when the brain is damaged by disease. Home Instead Senior Care in Harrogate offer care at home services to the elderly and have offered support to over 7,000 families who have been affected by dementia, with more than 3,000 people living with the disease in Yorkshire alone. For Dementia Awareness Week, I went along to the Memory Lane Cafe in Knaresborough to meet Home Instead Community Coordinator Lisa Sturck, who volunteers at the group to provide support for people living with dementia.
Well, the Memory Lane Cafe is run every other Tuesday and it starts at 2:30 till 4 o'clock. It's open to anybody who lives in Knaresborough and surrounding areas and has got a diagnosis of dementia or Alzheimer's. And they come here with their carers as a light relief. They just become socialised. Their carers also use that time to very much socialise with other carers and as a sounding board and support mechanism as well.
Well, it runs every fortnight, doesn't it? So it's quite consistent, and it's good for these guys to come along and see each other once every 2 weeks and just basically socialise and get out of the house.
And it's great fun for them. I think certainly during the winter months, you know, the days can be really quite long. So having something to come to where it's a focus, they can socialise, like you say, just meet up with friends, because they're all really good friends. They're a lovely group of people, and what's really special as well is that they invite and welcome new people into the cafe, so it isn't just long-standing people.
My name is Norman Smales and I'm the team leader at the Knaresborough Memory Lane Cafe here at Gracie Street Church in Knaresborough. The cafe has been running in Knaresborough for about five and a half years under the umbrella. It was Alzheimer's Society, but on the 1st of July last year, the members, the volunteers here, we asked Alzheimer's and if we could take the cafe. They agreed to this on the 1st of July. We took over the cafe and we come under the umbrella now of Gracie Street Church. The friends, as we call them, our friends of the cafe, are all married couples, husband and wife. Either the wife's got dementia, living with dementia, or the husband's living with dementia. They come as couples, they come in pairs, and they come every fortnight and sit down. Today we're doing crafts, potted plants, we do exercises, we do singing, we play games, and it's all activities to keep the brain and the body active all the time.
Bob Jones, 82 years of age. I found out about it after I'd been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, which is about 4 years ago, and I heard about it at the clinic that I went to. And at the time, I was very depressed. I was down thinking, here I am, Alzheimer's, what does that mean? It means despondency and the end of life, really. But then I found that there were people who were willing to volunteer their good services, and there was plenty of support out there, and that made a real difference to me. And I found that instead of it being the end of life, it was a new beginning, because I made so many new friends, similar position as myself, and there were so many nice volunteers who came along and gave their time freely, and I'm really grateful for that.
It is important to try and keep them active, engage the brain as much as they can. Physical side of it as well, we don't want people just to sit down. Unfortunately, it's a thing with dementia that people lose these certain aspects of remembering to do things, is we like to keep it going, and they're happy to do it, and you can see it on the faces and the things that they're doing. We also, on the other week to run the memory cafes here, we have the Orb from Knaresborough, arts and craft people. They come in on the other week, we're not here, and they do craft and art sessions, and our friends come to that as well. So it gives them a continuity of somewhere to go and keep doing the things they like to do.
Gilbert Tyson, 82.
Now, Gilbert, you are here with your wife, Linda, who's sat there next to you, and you've been tucking into some craft this afternoon. You are Linda's carer. So yes. What brings you both back to the Memory Lane Cafe every week?
Well, we first got to know it through when Linda was diagnosed, and since we've come, it's very nice. Each time we come, Sarah and the group have something different for us to do every fortnight. How they do it, I don't know, but there's always something different to keep us happy. It's one of the few places where I meet similar people and we can talk about the illness.
As I said before, you're from Homestead Senior Care. Yes. What made you guys want to get involved with an event like the one here at Memory Lane Cafe?
Well, for us at Homestead, our caregivers specialise in care for people with dementia, Alzheimer's and also Parkinson's. So my role as community coordinator was very important that I got close to the charity, well, the organisations that supported people with those diseases. So I went along to the carol service at Christchurch that the Alzheimer's Society put on, and I met Norman Smales. So that was in December last year. And I just felt that it would be an ideal opportunity for Homestead to give something back to the community. So I volunteer now every other Tuesday, and also I do a lot outside of those hours for the Memory Lane Cafe.
A big thank you to Lisa from Homestead and to everyone at the Memory Lane Cafe for having me along. If you want to find out more about Homestead and how their care at home services can help you, give them a call on 01423 774490 or find them online at www.homeinstead.co.uk/Harrogate-Ripon-Thirsk.
Homestead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.